You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two rolls along here. Coming up in the next few minutes, Paul Hamilton's going to join the show following Jarmo Kekäläinen's press conference with the Buffalo media. He is now officially the 10th general manager in Sabres history. We were wrong, though, for about 3 minutes. Not even. I think pushing that. Terry Pegula did speak, I mean, opening remarks.
There
really,
was
really
one chair.
More just introduce
what I did
Kekäläinen.
Say was that he was not speaking with
right.
Kekäläinen. So I was half. No, I'll say a quarter right.
Quarter, yeah.
Because he spoke. I was wrong.
He did speak. Emore just introduced Kekäläinen. Now, with Pegula, though, for me, that is going to be, I think, the biggest takeaway from this is that multiple times, Kekäläinen wanted to, I think, in many ways, reassure everybody that he had full autonomy of the hockey department. That does not mean we're going to get a president of hockey operations or what have you, but he wanted to let people know, even going as far as saying, spend to the cap if we need to, you know, all that stuff. The fun buzzwords that I think a lot of us have lived and died by for the last 5 years. But with that, we'll get more on what just occurred, the press conference with Jarmo Kekäläinen, as Paul Hamilton, who took part in that, joins us here on the Western Hotline. Paul, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing well. I think just overall, the tone, of the I had no problem with the tone. It was a solid standard press conference. I don't think anyone should be, you know, getting the torches ready to go after that.
Well, you know what? This is a no-nonsense man. I've talked to other people about him, and he is a no-nonsense man. And if you look at it, he's going to look you straight in the eye, and you're going to know where he stands, whether you're a player, whether you're a coach, whether you're on the staff. He's going to tell you right up front the way it is, and I think every single person I've asked about him around the NHL has said the same thing, that you won't have any question at all where you stand with this guy.
Paul, when it comes to a lot of the things that Kekäläinen ends up saying in this presser, one of them is that he was not necessarily what I'd call committal to the coaching staff or the entirety of the staff as a whole. And then he mentions later on a follow-up that there might be some things in mind that happen sooner rather than later. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, just as he said, you know, he talked about Lindy Ruff and what he likes about him and everything, but he did say everything and everybody in the organization will be evaluated, whether it's players, coaches, staff, whoever it is. There's going to be an evaluation with everybody in the organization, and that's fair. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think Lindy Ruff would have a problem with that. So, you know, that's the way that he handles his business. And what's wrong with that? I don't have a problem with that.
So, Paul, I was saying it before you came on. I think maybe my biggest takeaway from today was Kekalainen multiple times wanting to, I think, reassure people that he had full autonomy of the hockey department. I know that's been rumblings for a long time with people that Terry can maybe be a meddlesome owner. I guess just flat out, how much do you believe him? And going forward, is that going to matter a ton?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and call somebody a liar when I'm not in the conversation. So Kevin Adams has said the same thing. And you look at the cap. I mean, the Sabres are not that far under the cap this year.
Right.
I haven't looked in a while. It's $3 million-ish somewhere in there, and I don't have my computer open in front of me. But that's not a lot. And even when they were $5 million short, I didn't have a problem with that. If they're $13 million short or $15 million short, that's when I think it's a conversation piece. So they're not that far from the cap. Again, we don't know what the holdup is in the Alex Tuch negotiation. Is it Terry Pegula? Was it Kevin Adams? Was it both? Do they have unrealistic expectations? I mean, we just don't know. I mean, we're not involved in the negotiation. The thing I've always said is it just seems like this, somebody in this organization has it in their heads that they have leverage in this situation, and they don't. The Sabres have zero leverage in this situation if they want Alex Tuch to stay. So I think the quicker that Kekalainen comes to that realization, and maybe he has, I don't know, the quicker that maybe they can come to terms on a deal. But, how much does this change Alex Tuch's outlook? And now Alex Tuch is on record as saying that he wants to remain a Saber. How much does his outlook change now that it's a different direction for the organization? What I really liked hearing is, that the being outworked in a game is going to absolutely be unacceptable. Now, how that happens is unacceptable. I need to see. People have said it's unacceptable, but it just keeps happening.
Right.
And I want to know now when it happens, what's going to happen? I mean, how is that going to be alleviated? As he said, he goes, when you're playing a team that maybe isn't as good as you, and you're playing that team and they outwork you, but they're not better than you, and you lose the hockey game, he goes, that's totally unacceptable. He goes, you just can't have that, and he's seen too much of that this year, and he's right. I've seen too much of that for a long time in this organization. It was supposed to be addressed by the coaching staff. I don't think it has really for a lot of the time. Every now and then somebody gets benched, but Don Granato didn't want to bench people. He thought he would lose them if he benched them. So I'll be interested to see how that's going to be handled down the line now that there's different leadership.
Paul, one of the biggest bugaboos with Adams was the relative inactivity. And in one of those things, the goaltending rotation. He mentions that once Colton Ellis gets healthy, they have a decision to make because it's not fair to the goaltenders when it comes to workload, how they need to prepare, the amount of time that they need in a net, even with practice, that they're going to make a decision to get back down to two goaltenders.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a decision that has to be made. It's a hard decision, but you got to make a decision with it and get on with it. And that's happened twice during Kevin Adams' tenure, and it shouldn't have happened either time. And for as long as it happened, you might have to have three goaltenders for a short bit, but not so it's affecting the organization like it is now. So, and case in point, you just let Alex Lyon play four games in a row, and he won three of them. He hadn't won a game since October against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So you allowed a goaltender to play four games in a row and get on a bit of a roll. Guess what? You win some hockey games because of it, because you got decent goaltending. So, and that's on Lindy Ruff. I'm sorry. I just do not agree with the way Lindy Ruff is. He's stuck with the three goaltenders, and I get that. But he just never has given anybody an opportunity to get on a roll other than the beginning of the year when Lyon got the first six games.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You play poorly and you're out. And I just don't think that's the way to get a goaltender going. And, right now, Lyon has shown that, hey, if you leave it alone and let somebody act like the starting goaltender for a little bit, maybe it'll go better for you.
Yeah, and I mean, even, Paul, to start the year, they kind of let Lyon go mainly due to out of necessity. UPL's hurt.
And there was two goalies.
And they brought in a guy in Colton Ellis who you didn't know what you had there, so they just let the guy go and he started off well. But so, Paul, like we're talking the Alex Tuck situation and then the three-goalie situation, this is less on Jarmo Kekäläinen and more on the situation of why ultimately was Kevin Adams given another half a year to be the general manager? It had been years of inactivity, of losing streaks, of not making the playoffs. And then now, ultimately his last year, it's more problems that I brought up that now has put Kekäläinen in a little bit of a bind. The Alex Tuck situation, wherever that's going to end up, the three-goalie situation, the fact that they're second to last in the Eastern Conference, it's less on Kekäläinen because he may not have wanted to take the job in May when he was ultimately hired. He may not have personally thought he's up to the task at the time, what have you, but just more on the Sabres. Why wait until now to do this when the years had shown it was time to move on?
I'm not Terry Pegula.
Yeah.
Can't tell you.
Yeah.
I would have moved on after 13 games with no wins. I might have moved on even before then. But, Terry Pegula, I think, liked Kevin Adams a lot. I don't think he wanted to fire him, but he finally came to the realization that it had to be done. But I can't answer that question. I'm not Terry Pegula.
Paul, one of the other things I really liked, multiple times it's brought up by Kekäläinen of trying to help the players not feel like they are responsible for all 14 years of this playoff drought. Maybe the ones that they've been here for, but not the whole thing. They're not responsible for all of it. And him saying, we're not going to sacrifice the ultimate goal just to make the playoffs. We're going to have a plan. And that they're not going to take shortcuts to end the drought. I do see that as, this year might be this year and they might add a number to it, but you want a concise plan in order to make things happen and try not to sacrifice something for the pressure.
But some of the core guys have been here for an awful long time, seven
yep.
years, so they've been part of it for a while now. You can't pin all 14 years on Kevin Adams or any of the players here. But the thing is, the players can't forget about it because these fans have been through all 14 years and they're to a point now where something goes wrong in a game and they're on them immediately. And that has been an annoyance for the players. It's like, they don't feel that's fair. But the thing is, you got to put yourself in a fan's shoes who have sat here for 14 years and watched horrible hockey and haven't made the playoffs and it's not getting any better. And so that's what you get. And they get on this team almost immediately. They have a bad shift or two, and they're on them. So it's one of the things that the players have to come to the realization that they're not necessarily booing you guys as a individual. They're booing what they've seen for the last 14 years, and you're just a small part of it. And maybe if they can kind of look at it that way, they can come to terms with it a little bit better than just keep getting upset about it.
Quick look now at the team that's actually on the ice. They are off until Thursday. They have, though, won three games in a row, though, Paul. I mean, you know, I think there was some fear from some fans that because they'd gone on a bit of a win streak, a move maybe wouldn't have been made. That proved to not be the case, and now they are playing good hockey. I'm curious to see what the building looks like on Thursday when they host Philadelphia.
Well, the last game against Seattle, now Seattle's reeling, but still, I liked what I saw. It was a 2-1 hockey game, and they protected it, I thought, very well. And how did they do that? First of all, they got good goaltending. Second of all, I thought they managed the puck very well. You know, they weren't giving Seattle breakaways, 2-on-0s, 3-on-1s, and making their goaltender stand on his head. Line had to make a couple of big saves, no question about that. But at the end of the day, too, he didn't have to stand on his head, and I thought the puck management was one of the best I'd seen in the game. They weren't giving the puck away. They were making the good play. I mean, that was a 2-1 hockey game, basically, for most of it until the empty net goal, and they actually did score an empty net goal, which they aren't very good at. You know, that was like a complete win where, you know, you had to protect the lead. You weren't up 6-1 where you could relax a little bit. And I thought they did a good job with that. So to me, that's progress to see that now. And Kekalainen talked about this. It's the consistency. What is the consistency that we're not seeing, you know, and, you know, can it be better? It has to be better. And he was very frank, as we're not here just to make the playoffs. He goes, one of the worst things that really sucks is when you make the playoffs and you get eliminated in the first round. He goes, that feeling is awful, and you carry it all summer. He goes, it's awful. So he said, I am not here to make the playoffs. He goes, I am here to win a championship. And he was very clear about that. And he said, yes, you got to make the playoffs first before you can win a championship. But he goes, just making the playoffs should not make him or anybody else on this team satisfied.
It will satisfy me, though, at least for a year.
Well, he did say, like, you're about, like, there's 14 to 28 days where you're happy, and then it's that's where my most miserable is, when we are eliminated. So that was a nice little refreshing thing to hear, too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Again, he's a no-nonsense guy, and you know, that's the way he wants things done.
All right, sounds good. Paul, thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll talk again on Thursday when the Sabres take on the Philadelphia Flyers. Thanks for jumping on.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul Hamilton there on the Wester Hotline. And now, for the first time today, 803-0550, the number to call. You want to give your thoughts on Kevin Adams out as general manager for the Buffalo Sabres and Jarmo Kekalainen in as the now official 10th general manager for the team. We heard from his comments as well, and we'll dive a little bit more into that when we come back after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.